It's time for Bites Behind the Media. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info@LittlePartMedia.com. So, Nicki Minaj, I'm sure you know, like, this is right up your alley, right?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, I actually know who Nicki Minaj is.
Oh, you do? Wait, how?
Only because she was an actor, she's been a singer, and yeah, you know, she's multi-talented.
So you just picked it up just through...
Well, I think I've watched either the Grammys or the something like that probably at some point. But I don't have any of her
music
records.
Or regular. I'm not even sure.
What's a record?
What's a record? She doesn't do records.
It's a record.
It's a recording.
It's a record. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I never thought of that.
It's a record.
Because I was out at a concert recently and they were talking about their new album. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's an album?
Well, they still call it an album.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It's an album of music.
It's an album of music, but it's not on a
physical LP.
Although,
it's a
record.
It's a recording. It's a digital recording.
Actually, I think they are coming up with vinyls again. That's back in.
Yes, it is.
What's
back
old
in.
Is new.
Right. And I do not own a turntable because I just don't want to go back to that again.
I have a turntable.
I lost 400 albums in a flood.
Oh, no, I didn't know
caused
you.
Caused by ex-wife number two.
Oh, wow.
Oops.
And yeah. In the basement?
In the basement. In fact, some of my
never
best...
Never keep your albums in a
my
basement.
My best work on video, too. Some of
was
my
in
video
the basement?
Tapes was gone.
Yeah, you don't want to keep it in the
but
basement.
But I found the interview with Ted Williams, and I'm just thrilled about that.
Anyway, Ted Williams or Nicki Minaj, which one? She gave $25,000 to Jeffrey... what's his name? Jeffrey Ahrens? I'm trying to remember his name now, and I did not write it down here. But anyway, Jeffrey, he was on the Cosby Show, and he was this... Jeffrey Owens,
yep.
And he was on the Cosby Show, had forgotten completely about him until recently someone snapped a picture of him working in a Trader Joe's. And it went viral. I saw that, and I was amazed.
They called it
job shaming.
Job shaming.
I never knew there was a... We are learning a lot by doing this show, because I didn't realize...
Who's judging people?
Well,
for their
look, it is. You have to understand that this is quite a scintillating story. You have a guy who was on one of the most successful shows ever, which is the Cosby Show.
Yeah, but well, the leader is now in jail.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, it was the most popular show. He was the son on the show. Presumably made millions of dollars, unless he had a really bad contract. And I have no idea what his contract was like, but presumably he had made millions of dollars on that show. Unfortunately, in Hollywood, just because you are a big star in one production, even a long-running production, it doesn't guarantee that you will be employed for life. It really is just a series of freelance gigs. And if you get one for many years, you're set up to really do nothing for the rest of your life. Maybe he fell on hard times because he wasted the money. Maybe he was supporting. I don't know what the story is, backstory is.
Who are we to judge what another person's life is, what they've had to go through in their life?
Exactly. But the bottom line is his admission, he hasn't had a steady gig of more than just a few weeks in years.
Yeah.
Right? So he needs to take care of his family. Right. So he needed a flexible, since he is an artist, he needed a flexible schedule in order to go on auditions.
Right.
So he took a job at Trader Joe's.
Right.
And then someone snaps a picture, recognizes him. It goes viral. He starts getting mocked, and he has to quit the job because the store gets overrun, and it's a controversy, and he has to quit the job. And the guy's just trying to make a living.
That's horrible,
so,
by the way. And
yeah.
What does that say? Again, we talk about the frailties of humans, of how... You know, flawed we are, and how nasty we can be to our fellow man. I just
we're
don't
bullies.
Get it. What's the point?
Bullies don't grow
bullies
up.
Who can,
they just
who get away with it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Anonymously, if you will. Some people, I'm sure, are taking pictures, post. Hey, look what I saw. That's
it's
the guy from
funny.
The Cosby
and
Show.
And they don't. I don't know that they realize the impact of it, or they figure out. Well, this is a big famous person. I don't really care what they're. Who cares? They're not real humans,
right?
You know, so they go after him anyway. Nicki Minaj donated, after the story went out there, she donated $25,000 to him. Good for him, though, because this story got out there, he's been getting a lot of gigs.
Good.
In fact, Tyler Perry has some TV show on the OWN network that he has made him part of. He's gotten a number of other gigs. So he's now... In this has been this is the good came out of the bad.
That's good.
Yeah, he's taken the $25K that Nicki Minaj gave him, and he's donated it to an organization that helps actors in need, kind of thing.
And that's
so
awesome.
Great story. Yeah. Great ending. Even when people are bullies and throw stones at you, there are beautiful, wonderful rainbows that can come out of it.
Oh, I like that. I saw a rainbow yesterday.
Yeah. Was it raining or not?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was. Okay, so
Cosby goes to jail. Oh, man.
And is being kept away from the general population.
He has to be, because he's so famous. Even O.J. Simpson said that he needs to be kept away from the general population. Normally, they pair up in rooms, but for now, he's by himself.
Right. Okay, he's in prison. This is good.
Yeah.
He's an 80-plus-year-old guy.
And I think he's blind.
Three years. That's another reason why he's probably in solitary, too.
Right.
But, you know, Dan, I think about prisons and what we do to our prisoners and how we've used punishment as a means to correct some of the societal ills that when people break laws. I'm not quite sure that works. I don't know if we're reforming. I don't know if we're making people better because of it. I just don't know if punishment. Yes, I believe in consequences for actions. Okay, but what he did, by the way, was horrible.
Right.
Okay, horrible as a male. Okay, or even a female who would do that to a male. I don't care. All right, horrible. But how are we ever going to move forward again if we don't help those who have made mistakes, who have been incarcerated for so long? And I just wonder if there's a way to get him to engage with the general population in some way, to talk to them even. I don't know. I mean, I'm throwing this out there as an idea. I know we talked about a 60-minute story a few months ago about Germany, how they reform their prisoners.
No, I think there's a lot. I don't know that he is the person to do that. I don't know that he's all there. I don't know that he was ever all there.
Right.
So I do agree with you sort of on the general question and issue of prison as a tool for reforming folks or lack thereof. I think this one's a little different in that, you know, I don't think anyone's looking to reform Bill Cosby or looking for him to help anybody else. He's not going to be in there that long.
Minimum 3 years.
He may not even survive that. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, at his age.
Right.
Or he might, and it's 3 years, right?
Right.
Not that anybody wants to be in prison for that time. I think this is a case where when you look at what he has done and he got away with for all of his life, this is justice, especially if it happened to you.
Right.
It's probably not enough time, and you want him to be locked up and the key thrown away. If there is, I think it's less of an issue with someone who's at that age.
I don't want to reform Bill Cosby.
No, okay, no, I get
I want to make sure we understand.
Well, there's no time.
No,
for that.
It's too late.
I have a problem is when people get locked up when they're, you know, 16, 17, 20 something, and then they're there sort of for the rest of their lives,
right.
Or they come out in their 30s and nothing really has happened, and they go right back in again. I mean, that's a whole other debate.
Right.
But I think what this story, it's a tragic story all the way around. I mean, it's a tragic story certainly for the victims, part of a time when big time actors and movie executives were using their maleness, their perverted maleness, to get women to do things or drug them against their will that they wouldn't do otherwise, right?
Right.
And so I think it's a tragedy from that standpoint. It's a tragedy for the victims. It's also a tragedy, I think, for someone who was revered in all aspects of American culture as an African American who had the first television show that glorified the white collar black family, where to that point, blacks were depicted in a much different way on television. And so, you know, it's sad that this is the chapter. This is how it all ends for him, right?
Right.
He'll never be remembered as the funny Bill Cosby. Cosby would walk into anywhere and people would bow down to him because it was amazing what he had done. But there was something dark behind the scenes, and we now see it. And it's such a dark way and terrible way for this all to end.
And I think it's interesting you bring up O.J. Simpson, another African-American figure.
Who again, was as equally revered.
Absolutely.
My parents knew who he was, and they didn't know anything about Hollywood.
Right.
You know, and look how it all ends. So it's sad when something like this happens. It's the human tragedy, the full 360
right,
of human
justice was served
justice
to
was
some
served.
Extent.
Yes, it was.
Even though it was years later.
Exactly. And finally, a Cape Cod artist is here we come back to Trump again.
Yeah. This is kind of an interesting story. Yeah. I found.
So tell us about it.
Well, I'm not sure I can remember everything, but I remember that this Cape Cod artist had a show that was scheduled on the Cape for a nonprofit, and the nonprofit
It was satire using these little stuffed
dolls, and a couple of the dolls, or one doll in particular, looked like Mr. POTUS.
Right, it was hand stitched and painted.
Which, who, by
figurines.
The way, would probably do a better job in the White House right now? The hand stitched doll,
right? Yeah, they're
he wouldn't be able to talk. Sorry.
Or they might talk. At nighttime, they talk.
Ooh.
And they get up and walk around. It's the scary hand-stitched
move. All right.
But yeah, there are these painted figurines of President Trump and his administration. They were photographed in various scenes. And
there was a little caption that said, off with their heads.
Right? It was basically, it's satire.
It should
have
been, you're fired.
You're fired, yes.
As opposed to off with their heads. Anyway.
Right. But she got the ultimatum that she had to ditch the political aspects of her work or
if she
pull
wants
the upcoming
the exhibition.
Exactly. Right. But really, the whole thing was a political exhibition.
Right.
So what do you do? I mean, she could have had maybe just a button from one of the little stuffed figurines, but... You know, if you have any of them up there,
she said, okay. I'm taking my artistic creativity to another location. And she's been embraced. Was it in Lowell, Lawrence?
One of the other towns. Yeah. Talking about Cape Cod, Massachusetts, for those of you who are listening in Alaska or wherever you might be.
And it's now showing her works in a blue collar town. It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know if it was Lowell or Lawrence, but it was up there somewhere.
Well, it's a time that we live in where things that. Everything wasn't about politics now. And now, whether it's it happened in a small town where kids put on a play and use bubble heads or whatever, bobble heads of President Trump, and people were offended, whether it's an exhibition where there is actually sort of negative themes around the president. I mean, you can't even go over someone's house and talk about the president without something being controversial. We're living in a very interesting and strange time. And it's unfortunate that these things that were just sort of benign in the past have become so controversial and so political. As you have said, Jimmy, we hope we wake up from this and everything goes back to normal.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of my favorite dreams. Can I just throw in a couple of fourth quarter notes here? Because I found
go
this
ahead.
Kind of fascinating because I know one thing that you always roll your eyes about is when I talk about brain hacking
by
social media.
Are you going to do that again?
Well, it's interesting. A former Facebook C-level administrator, whatever, C-level officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Oh, it's the guy who quit. Is that what the one?
David Marcus just slammed WhatsApp co-founder Brian Acton as low class. Now, Acton had gone on Forbes and talked about how Facebook is, ruining people's lives.
It's a whole
controlling
privacy
them.
Issue, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they're saying, hey, here's a guy who made billions of dollars off the sale of when he was part of Facebook, he made some money off the billions, I guess. And now he's out there and he's dissing on the platform. And actually, I give him credit for doing that.
He's the one who walked away.
Yeah,
from 800 and something million.
Right.
Yeah, and I was going to talk about that.
But he still made... quite a few.
Oh, I'm sure. If you can walk away from 800 and something million,
he did
a few
fine.
Other billion.
But now at least he's saying again, this is just not, Facebook is dangerous. And another little note by Gizmodo reporting that Facebook is using contact information you handed over for security purposes. You know those security questions that they ask?
I make them all up.
What school?
I made them all up. It's the reason why Facebook still has my birthday is April 1st.
That's fascinating.
Because when I put
fooling social media.
When I put my information in there, it was all made up. Other than my name, every single thing in there is made up.
You
so,
mean to tell me that you can't? They can't tell if you're telling the truth.
They can't.
The security questions,
no, it isn't.
Right?
So to this day, it still says. Now my friends know when my birthday is, so I think we corrected. But yeah, I put April 1st in there. It's like I'm not going to tell you when my birthday is. April Fool's
then
Day.
They could track you down.
Yes, they can.
Very, very interesting. Where you went to school, your first school, your first pet, which is always the one that freaks me out.
Yes, I did not put that in there. I made up some school that I went to.
That's very interesting. Yes. But then, of course, you have to remember what you made up.
Yes, you do.
As opposed to the truth.
Yes, and over time,
which will
it's sort
set
of,
you free.
But.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. Okay, so another one. New York News, a new nonprofit website, similar to a bridge, I might add, called The City in New York, in a partnership with the New York Magazine to focus on what they call accountability journalism. So again, we're getting back to that again.
Yeah, that's good.
And we like that. And I'm not going to mention anything about the POTUS. But IBM, has an emerging technology that's going to allow brands to analyze weather and health data to drive consumer awareness and action.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
It means that they're hacking your brain again.
They can sell things to you. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. All right. It's happening again. And we're going to see some drama down in Washington, D.C. today with testimony.
And we hope that we've scared you. We hope that we've enlightened you.
Enlightened is a better word.
We hope that we've entertained you.
That's the most important.
We hope that we have wrapped our arms around you like a big, nice blanket to make you just feel right at home.
Jim Valvano. Jim Valvano, the late, great coach from the North Carolina State.
Who had a lot of hair, dark hair.
Great, and a great speaker.
Yes, motivator.
He has this great saying I use all the time. Every day, if you laugh, something makes you laugh. Enjoy humor. If something brings you to tears, gets you emotional, something that makes you sad, and then think about something deeply. And he says, that's a hell of a day.
Wow.
And that's
cry and think deeply.
Deeply. That's a hell of a day. And that was Jimmy Valvano.
Well, it's been a while since I was thinking deeply, but I might try to do that.
You do it almost on a regular basis. Well, come on. Just, don't count yourself.
No, I've been thinking shallowly. It's 3 feet in the pool where I think.
All right, fair enough.
Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast. We know you did. Like it, share it, keep listening on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.